The earth is being filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Somebody who will fulfill destiny, say a loud amen. Somebody who will fulfill destiny, shout the loudest amen. Somebody who will become everything God wants you to become, shout the loudest amen. So this morning our subject is power to fulfill destiny. Power to fulfill destiny. Jeremiah chapter 29 and in verse 11. He said, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. This morning our objective is understanding the power dimensions for the fulfillment of destiny. Understanding the power dimensions for the fulfillment of destiny. First and foremost, what is destiny? Because every time the word destiny is mentioned, some people feel it is fate. That is what is what befalls a person. Some people think it is chance occurrence. Whatever can happen, that may happen. I want to define destiny in two words, in two ways, in this service. Number one, destiny is the fulfillment of divine purpose for one's life. The fulfillment of divine purpose for one's life. The purpose for which you exist, fulfilling it, is called destiny. Number two, destiny is the fulfillment of divine purpose for one's life. The fulfillment of divine purpose for one's life. Number two, destiny is becoming all that one has been designed or wired to become. What you have been designed, what you have been wired to become. Your design, your wiring, destiny. What is the power dimension to this? We realize through our scripture that fulfilling the divine purpose for one's life, or becoming what you have been wired or designed to become, require the operation of power. They require the operation of power. They require the operation of power. I have three examples in scripture of men, of women, of people who became what they were wired to become or fulfilled the purpose, divine purpose for their existence. Example number one, Moses. Moses wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. After he had lived for 40 years, so 80 years altogether. Literally roaming about in the wilderness. Until he had a power encounter at the burning bush that ushered him into his destiny. We look at Exodus chapter 3 and in verse 1. You see the details there. Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert. Came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. I'm reading verse 2 now. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked. And behold, the bush burned with fire. And the bush was not consumed. The story continued until you reach verse 7. Where God said, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt. I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them. Now you look at verse 9, that was verse 8. Now behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come before me. Now verse 10. So it's verse 1 all the way. Say, come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh. Come. At that power encounter, Moses had his destiny unveiled. He was launched to that pathway. I believe that there is someone here this morning. You will have a power encounter that will launch you onto the path of destiny. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. If you believe that, shout a louder believer, say amen. Example number 2, Gideon. Gideon fulfilled his destiny and life as assignment through a power encounter. In Judges chapter 6, from verse 11. Judges 6:11. He said, and there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all these things befalling us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon Gideon and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? I believe there is someone here this morning that God is about to usher into a national realm of impact, national dimension of impact. If you are that one, you say aloud, amen. A power encounter ushered Gideon into his life assignment. And finally, our Master Jesus was released unto destiny fulfillment by power. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He went about doing good. In Luke chapter 3 verse 21, when Jesus came up out of the Jordan, all the people were baptized. It came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven opened and the Holy Ghost descended, that is power, in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And then in Luke chapter 4 and in verse 14, after the Holy Ghost descended and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. He returned in the power of the Spirit, and his fame spread. He began his journey when power landed. There are people here this morning that will experience a power encounter that will set you on your journey. If you are saying amen, say aloud, amen. If you are the one saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. What does the power of God do to cause us to fulfill destiny? Number one, the power of God is critical for the uncovering and discovering of purpose. Necessary is critical for the uncovering and discovering of purpose, of divine purpose. I'm sure you remember the definition of destiny. We said that it is the fulfillment of God's purpose for one's life. When you are able to fulfill God's purpose for your life, it's called destiny. Now, the power of God is necessary for the uncovering and discovery of purpose. Because it looks to me like the devil is very happy to keep a man's purpose hidden to him. It looks like the devil is very, very excited. Ancestral powers, generational powers. So to uncover the purpose and discover the purpose requires power. Take note of these two. First, the discovery of purpose is the foundation for the fulfillment of destiny. The discovery of purpose. Why am I? Is the foundation for who I will be. Why am I? The discovery of purpose is the foundation for the fulfillment of destiny. Second thing to note is, the devil does not care what God wants you to become for as long as you are not aware. It doesn't matter to the devil. If you like, have the destiny of the same order of apostleship like Paul the Apostle, or the same realm of wealth like Solomon, or like Abraham, the devil don't care for as long as you are not aware. That's why the Bible calls him the prince of darkness. Somebody say aloud, amen. But today I prophesy to someone here, whatever God wants you to do with your life in this season, it shall be exposed to you. The dimensions where God wants you to function with your life from this moment, it shall be exposed to you. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Two examples of people that uncovered purpose or discovered purpose by power. Again, Moses. By the fire and the power encounter at the burning bush, Moses discovered, or in fact, rediscovered his life's purpose. And I'm using that word deliberately. Moses discovered, or literally rediscovered, his life's purpose. There are many of us today, we discovered something before, but it looks like we forgot. Or it looks like Moses, who were confronted into frustration. We experience confrontation until we abandon purpose in frustration. Because Moses had gone to deliver Israel before. And when they confronted and challenged him, he abandoned it for 40 years. So this was the second time God was talking to him in certain dimensions. Somebody say aloud, amen. So I believe that there is somebody here today. Yours may be a discovery, but for somebody here, it's a rediscovery. Oh Lord,
So you still mean what you told me 7 years ago? A rediscovery. I prophesy to somebody here today, by the power of God that shall be at work here today, something shall be uncovered in your life. You believe that, shall the loudest. Amen.
Moses, that was Moses. Example number two. Paul the apostle discovered purpose by a power encounter on the road to Damascus. He discovered purpose via a power encounter on the road to Damascus. You look at Acts of the Apostles chapter 9 from verse 1 all the way to verse 11. Talked about Saul yet breathing threatenings and slaughter against the church, the disciples of the Lord. He went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? That was where his journey started. Why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for you to kick against the pricks. Long story made short, his journey started. At the end of the day, Paul the Apostle called it a heavenly vision when he was addressing King Agrippa in Acts chapter 26 and in verse 19. He said, Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to this heavenly vision or this heavenly calling. By a power encounter, Paul knew what he was to do with his life. By a power encounter, Moses knew what he was to do with his life. And so the power of God is vital for the uncovering or the discovery of purpose. Today, I decree to somebody here seated, anything around your life that is covered, whatever the devil does not want you to know about your life and about your destiny, I declare today, they are uncovered. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Number two, the power of God is critical. This is very important. For the impartation of the audacity and boldness to confront the future without fear. Again, the power of God is critical for the impartation of the audacity and boldness to confront the future without fear. It is very, very clear, and two things must be clear to you. Again, the power of God is critical for the impartation of the audacity and boldness to confront the future without fear. Two things must be made very clear. First, destiny requires audacity. And greatness is a product of boldness. Destiny requires audacity. A person must be audacious to function where they must function in life.
Greatness is a product of boldness. Proverbs chapter 30 verse 30. It said the lion is the strongest among the beasts. And he turneth not away for any. If you are not bold, you can't be great. If you don't have audacity, you may forfeit your destiny. Because everything in this world may chicken you out of your destiny. Am I communicating at all? It is not your size that determines your success. It is your heart. It is your sense. The lion is not the king by size. He is the king by heart. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. So, destiny requires audacity, and greatness is a product of boldness. Number two, the acceptance. All right, say it this way. The allowance of fear is the disallowance of the future. Where fear is allowed, the future has been disallowed. Because fear is the enemy of the future. There is something God has in the front for you. And fear may make you not to step there. The fear of the unknown, the fear of failing, the fear of dying before time, the fear of repeating the history of your family, the fear of what people saying about you coming to pass. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Growing up, I heard many negative words from different quarters. People like this don't become anything. People like that. None of it came to pass. None. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Deuteronomy chapter 3, chapter 31, verse 6 to 8, when Moses admonished Joshua, he said, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not. Nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail you nor forsake you. You are going into a future. You are going to take a land. Deuteronomy 31, I'm reading verse 6. Now verse 7. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with these people into the land. See, there is a land in front of you. It is courage that is the foundation for conquest. For thou must go with these people into the land, which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before you. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. For that purpose, fear not, neither be dismayed. God wants to take you into a future, but that future requires fearlessness. The death of fear is the death of the future. Somebody say a loud amen. I don't know if God is speaking to anybody here apart from... Are you hearing something here at all? Examples of people that had fear to die before they could face their future. One, Jacob. When Jacob was returning back to his father's house, in Genesis chapter 32, he heard that Esau was coming. And Jacob confessed to God. He said, Lord, you know I fear him. Genesis 32, if you read around verse 11, 12, thereabout, Jacob was saying through confession, he said, Lord, deliver me, I pray you, from the hand of my brother. from the hand of Esau, for I fear him. This is Genesis 32:11. I am heading back home, but I am afraid of what I'm about to face. Then in verse 28, in verse 24, he entered the conflict. And Jacob was left alone and he wrestled. And they wrestled a man with him until the break of the day. The outcome of that wrestling in verse 28 was, and he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince has thou power with God and with men, and has prevailed. After that power encounter, Genesis 33 verse 1, you now see Jacob. And Jacob lifted his eyes and he looked, and behold, Esau came with 400 men. But there was no fear of Esau anymore. He was heading straight towards Esau. No consequence. A power encounter gives you the capacity to face the future without fear. To face tomorrow without fear. To face the future without fear. To confront destiny without fear. It makes you to know that best days are in front. Bad days or worst days are behind. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Will you lift up your right and say, I cannot be afraid of tomorrow. Can you say it like somebody who believes and say, I cannot be afraid of tomorrow. Louder, I cannot be afraid of tomorrow. Say, because I am connected to the one who holds tomorrow. Say it one more time. Say, in the name of Jesus, I cannot be afraid of tomorrow. Because I am connected to the one who holds tomorrow. Give him a shout of praise as you take your seat. And number two, Peter. Peter was someone who had a power encounter that killed his fear of tomorrow. Peter was the man who was previously fearful and timid before a little girl. But after the Pentecostal power encounter, Peter became fearless before the Pharisees. Fearless. In Acts chapter 2 verse 22 to 24 and then 37. Acts 2, 22 to 24 and 37. You saw the audacity of Peter after the Holy Ghost baptism. Ye men of Israel, hear this words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and signs and wonders, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. You, all of you, with your wicked hand. He was talking to the same people he couldn't stand in front of. The same people he could not stand in front of. With your wicked hands. Have you crucified? I can imagine him pointing at them. With your wicked hands. You, see you. Who do you think you are? You crucified and slain. Look at that. Him whom God has raised, contrary to your expectation. And he lose the pains of death because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. And then in verse 37, when they heard this man that previously denied Jesus before cock crow, when they are hearing the second coming of Peter, when they began to see another side of Peter, the Bible said they were pricked in their hearts and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, I know that you people ran away after the crucifixion, but now what shall we do? There is somebody seated here. The devils of your father's house will see another you. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. The forces of hell that you feared before today, they will see another side of your God in your life. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Let me say it like this to somebody. What you feared before today shall begin to fear you. Let that amen be louder. Let that amen be louder. Let that amen be louder. Lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus. My life has no vacancy for fear because I have a future that must be fulfilled. Give him a shout of praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah. If God says you should go to America, even their president won't stop you. Can't stop you. Your future is not in the hands of a circumstance. It's not at the mercy of a man. It's at the mercy of your maker. I went to one country some time ago. And I was, I think it's a white country or something. I was telling myself and telling some people around, I said, for some of these people here, and for some of those people who issued the visas, I have more purpose in their country than themselves. I have more purpose there. They are just existing. I have some devils to chase out there. I have some people's lives that are tied to my life and destiny. So they are too tiny to determine my entry. Do you understand mentality? You can't decide it. Anywhere God wants you to be per time. I've told myself many times. If God wants this land, there's no landlord that can hold it. Because the earth is who? Everybody is a caretaker. There is only one owner of everything. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Lift your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, in the name that is above every name, you shall step into that future without fear. Shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah. And finally, number three for this morning. We have six numbers, but I'll deal with three for this morning. The power of God. This is like unto number two. The power of God is vital. So number one, we have said that the power of God is critical for the uncovering. Are you seeing the screen below? Not so much. But I'm sure some people are reading it. The power of God is critical for the uncovering and discovery of purpose. Number two, the power of God is critical for the impartation of the audacity and boldness to confront the future without fear. Number three, the power of God is vital for the conquest of the enemies within. Enemies within. You know, enemies within. The enemy that is not another person. The enemy that is yourself. For the conquest of the enemies within. I read to you a passage
about a few weeks ago in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 25. Where the Bible said in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. Oppose themselves. Please note this down. That the worst kind of enemy is the enemy within. And the worst form of deception is self-deception. No wonder the Bible said, a man's enemy shall be members of his household. The worst kind of enemy anybody will have is the enemy within. It is one thing to deceive people, but it is disaster to deceive yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying? Disaster. The baddest form of lie is lying to yourself. The what? Baddest. Baddest. The baddest form of lie is when you have decided to lie to yourself. Am I communicating at all? And let me say the second thing. The conquest of self is the foundation for conquest in life. The conquest of self. Until you are able to conquer yourself, there is nothing you can conquer. Maybe that was why Paul the Apostle said, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 23 to 26, he said, I bring my body under. From verse 24 now. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that he may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as unsettling, so I fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. I conquer myself so that I won't win others and lose myself. Somebody say amen. There are people that God said, this is where I want you to reach. And the people say, I can't go there. I'll give you two examples. One, Moses. He was one that needed the enemy within him to be overcome. Every reason God gave to Moses to go and deliver Israel from Egypt, Moses had the reason why he wouldn't go. Until he came to the point where he's telling God, I am a stammerer. I don't know how to speak. And God said to Moses, who made the speech? Exodus chapter 4 verse 10 to verse 12. And Moses said unto the Lord, oh my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since you have spoken unto thy servant. I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, who has made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or the deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Listen to this. God is not looking for your ability. He is looking for your availability. If you are able and not available, you are useless to God. If you are available but not able, you will be enabled.
That was why the Bible said, it's not of him that willeth or runneth, but of God who showeth mercy. He said, you know your calling, brethren, that not many wise after the flesh, not many noble, not many rich have been called. But the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men, so that no flesh will glory in his sight. Somebody say amen. He's not looking for a natural orator. Otherwise, the person will say it is his oratorical skills that is the reason for his impact. In fact, the more powerless in your own eyes, the better for God. If you cannot see any reason why you will boast about your life, then God is looking for you. Somebody say amen. And if God, there are some people, there are many people, it is their qualification that became their disqualification. And there are many people, it is your disqualification that will become your qualification before God. God is not choosing the qualified. He is qualifying the chosen. He's not choosing you because you are qualified. He chooses you, then qualifies you. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. There are some people, the kind of help that God has shown us in few areas of life, here and there, they feel like dying. Why should he be the one? Why should they, even people from family? Do you understand what I'm saying? People from your place, they are the ones that will hate your progress the most. And it's scriptural. It happened to Joseph, it happened to David. Ola, 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 ola. Somebody say amen. When you are surprised that some people are opposing you, God will be surprised that you are surprised. He thought you knew. Somebody say amen. So those were the enemies within Moses. Personal inadequacies. Inadequacies. Inherent limitations. Lies the devil told him or others told him. You see, when we are growing up, people say a lot of things. Teacher in school, father, mother, auntie, uncles, people that have no business with your future. People who think they know what they don't know. They thought they could look at your face and read your tomorrow. And these things can trouble people inside until it becomes enemies within them. You want to move, it's holding you back. But today, I declare those yokes broken in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, say amen. But the power of God arrived and broke through to Moses, and that enemy within was broken. So shall it be for somebody. Our second example, Gideon. You know what happened to Gideon when God called Gideon? And his assignment was already defined. Judges chapter 6, look at Gideon talking in verse 15. First of all, verse 14, and then verse 15. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? Look at what Gideon said. And he said unto him, oh my Lord, wherewithal, how shall I save Israel? Look, my family is poor. Who is looking for talking on money? Kosiowo. My family is poor. That's the starting point. Not poor in Judah or poor in Levi, which are elite tribes, but poor in Manasseh. That is not the worst challenge. And I am the smallest in my father's house. So if you come to my father's house, I am the least. If you come to Manasseh, my father's family is the poorest. And Manasseh is a back tribe in Israel. And you say I should come and deliver Israel. It looks like God was looking at him and said, that is the reason why I came for you. I know that God is speaking to somebody here. Maybe your family is not the royal tribe. Maybe they say it's an outcast tribe. Maybe they say people from your line or your community, they don't become anything. God said, that is the reason why I came for you. My father couldn't finish a house. God said, you are going to build many estates. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? They struggled for me to go to school. Oh yes, you are going to have scholarships where thousands will pass through school. These are the things that limit people and draw people back. I am inferiority complex, low self-esteem. Anybody remembers emotional diseases? I preached 2 years ago. You can refer to them. It just draws you back. But today, the yoke is broken. That amen can be better. Stand on your feet with the loudest shout of amen. A louder shout of amen. The loudest shout of amen. Help me shake 3 hands around you and tell them, get ready. Something has been broken off your life. Something has been broken off your life. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Take your seat 1 minute. I am going to continue in God's service and word this morning in the second service, but I'll just give you what I'll talk about in the second service so that you can maybe refer to them later on. So the number four, when we come back in the second service, we are going to see that the power of God is critical for the realizing. Alright, stand up on your feet and let's take this up in standing. This is the second service we are entering into, so you might as well stand up now. The realizing and releasing of potential. It's one thing to have purpose, it's another thing to realize potential. We'll look at that in the second service. In the second service, we are also going to realize that the power of God is critical for the impartation of a fighting spirit. You need a fight to take a flight. We'll look at that in the second service. And then we're going to see that the power of God is critical for dealing with the enemies without. After you have dealt with the one within, you need to fight the gods of your father's house that followed you from Okigwe to Abadim. You are dreaming in the night and seeing yourself. You are now in Australia, still seeing yourself in Abejukolo. Anybody know that place? The place I'm talking about. You are still seeing yourself back there, and you are already in Australia. To deal with those devils that put a rope around your waist in the realm of the spirit, and they are saying to you, where do you think you are going? Where do you think, who has left here to go where you think you are going? You will get there. God has made us to step, some of us to step where nobody in our lineage, in our whole clan, in our whole ethnicity dreamt. You step there. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Say a louder believer, say amen. When we arrived at Korea yesterday, there was two long aeroplanes that were on the ground there, and they were private. Long ones. Some people came out of it. Maybe political people or something. And then we arrived. What we came with was a bit tiny compared to this. But the whole airport was swarmed with people. So the people started. They were going, but they decided to wait to see who is it that is coming. They were looking. People, Bishop with his Bishop cloth was there, the vice chancellor of the university, other officials, pastors, drummers, people, all manner. Just waiting. Greeted. The other guy who came from his big aeroplane looked at me and waved. I waved back to him. I'm sure he's asking himself, who is this person? Where is he? I am so excited that we have an eternal excellency, which is superior to temporary excellencies. The joy of many generations. Shout the loudest, amen. You arrive, the whole place is on fire. Police, soldiers, everybody with gun, bowing to say, pray for us. There is no devil. I'm telling you, I said, where that came from is the forces behind our history and our family lineage have not been able to, our ethnicity, it couldn't limit us. And I and the sons that the Lord has given to me, we are for signs and we are for wonders. Nothing shall limit you, limit your life, and limit your destiny. Shout the Lord and say amen. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are and just begin to appreciate the King of Kings. Honor him and adore him for his word. Honor him, adore him, worship him for his word this morning. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. We shall pray one or two prayers quickly and we shall step to the next level. Lift your hands and lift your voice and appreciate him. Honor him, adore him, worship him. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Rufeka. Be glorified. Be honored. Be adored. Be worshipped. Again, we worship you. We honor you. And we adore you. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands and say, Father, I come before you today to thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Today, I come before you to receive the grace and the power to fulfill your purpose for my life. Father, I connect with power to uncover, discover, and rediscover your purpose for my life. Today, I come to connect with the power to uncover, discover, and rediscover your purpose for my life. All along, in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and speak to God. 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 Jesus' precious name. Lift your two hands and say after me and say, Father, I come to connect with the impartation of boldness. Okay. With the impartation of audacity and boldness to confront the future without fear. I come before you today to connect with the audacity and the boldness to confront the future without fear. I receive it now. Lift your voice as suitable. Jesus, lift your hands finally and say after me, say, Father, I come to connect with the power to conquer the enemies within. I come today to connect with power to conquer the enemies within. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Precious name. I believe that somebody is stepping into something here today. Are you the one stepping into it? I'd like you to give Jesus 3 minutes of celebration, letting him know that no devil, the enemies within, can't stop you anymore. That the boldness to face the future is stepping into your life. And he said, in that day, the burden shall be lifted from off your shoulder, and the yoke from your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of your anointing. Help me greet somebody by your side and tell them, I'm stepping into destiny. I'm stepping into fulfillment of purpose. Go ahead, celebrate.
My Lord has the key of me. No fools and none can shut. Hear the love of the Lord for me. And no man can shut. My Lord
has the key of me.
He opens
and none can shut.
He has opened the door.
He has opened the door.
No man can shut. Save my life.
I am a right, I am a mega bubble.
Oh, I am a
worship. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Lift up your hands and receive His touch of power this morning. Father, thank you. Is there anyone who came with a bowl of oil this morning? Alright, not now. I'll tell you when to lift it up. Lift your hands, just your hands first. Get your hands where you are. Let it flow. Lift your hands high everywhere.
Your hands high. Father, let it be. Let it be. Mahashokoko Badayalala Uratis. Let it be. Let the fire flow. That's right. Lift your two hands, and when I say in the name of Jesus, you scream fire at the top of your voice. The same fire of the Spirit of God that made Moses to fulfill his destiny. That same fire is coming upon you. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream the fire. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3. Receive and place your hand on yourself. Receive the fire. Receive the fire. In the name of Jesus. You have the bottle of oil. You can bring it out. The Bible said in that day the burden shall be lifted from off your shoulder. And the yoke from off the neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed. Because of the anointing. Pray for this oil today. Lift it up. Let a fresh fire of the Holy Spirit burn. Let purposes be uncovered, discovered, rediscovered. Let the spirit of fear die.
and let the boldness and the audacity to face the future without fear be released. Every enemy within, every internal limitation, everything that is holding your life back, I declare the yoke broken today. Flow through this oil. Change somebody's life. Change somebody's destiny. And change somebody's story. In the name of Jesus. Take a little of that oil. Yeah. Lord, we wait on you for fire. Lord, we wait on you for fire. Oh, Lord. Take the hands higher. Father, let the fire burn. Let purpose be imparted. Right now, I see God healing chest conditions. On the left hand side, the heart, chest, lungs, blood conditions, sickle cell anemia, leukemias, anemias, cancers, neck conditions of thyroid, cervical spondylosis. Everything my Father in heaven has not planted, spiritual relationship, spirit husband, spirit spouse. Yokes are being broken. Lift your hands high. When I say the name of Jesus, you scream fire again and plant that oil on yourself and blast in tongues. And you'll begin to do surely after that what you couldn't do before. Diverse encounters shall be the outcome. Father, let it be. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Fire! 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 Receive the fire! Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the adoration.